Hi, and welcome to Make It a Double with Ariana.
And Jasmine.
We're just two best friends who live in New York and want to yab about the things that we're passionate about to whoever will listen. So welcome to the first episode of Make It a Double. So a little bit about us. I'm Ariana, like I said before. I am 29 years old, born and raised
29?
29. Which was originally going to be the theme of my birthday until we realized you can't make a theme after 29. But I digress. So I was born and raised in El Salvador, moved to the city after college. I've been in the city for almost 7 years now, like six and a half. And I love it. And Jasmine is my best friend slash roommate slash soulmate
Yeah,
slash
platonic soulmates.
emergency contact.
That is true.
So true.
That is true.
Yeah. You go.
I'm Jasmine. I'm 34. My birthday is in 2 weeks. I'm going to be 35.
Ooh.
Double digits. And I'm a nanny living in New York. I've been in New York for 10 years. And before that, I was a New Jersey nannying for a little bit. And then, but I'm originally from Utah. LOL.
LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
Okay.
also, we met like, was 6 years ago? Five,
In
six?
28, we met the year that I moved here. So either 2018, it was either late 2018 or early 2019. So it was probably like 6 years ago at this point.
Okay. So we knew each other for a year and then a year and a half, maybe, and then
And then
we
COVID
became
happened.
roommates.
No, I mean, oh yeah, because we knew each other for like a year and a half, and then during that time, COVID happened, and then when we moved back to the city, we became roommates, and we've been roommates
Ever
ever
since.
since. Okay, so first we're gonna have a cute little pop culture segment where we are going to talk about weekly any pop culture news that is interesting to us and that we want to share our thoughts on. First thing is Miley Cyrus unveiled the artwork for her highly anticipated ninth studio album. Come Something Beautiful, set for release on May 30th, 2025. Jasmine, what are your thoughts?
I mean, the artwork is so cool.
Yeah,
It's
I'm
giving
all
like avant-garde, like Lady Gaga vibes a little bit, but
I
also like cunty little
yes.
vibes.
I'm honestly just like really excited because this feels very authentic in the way that like Can't Be Tamed felt very authentic. Like
Oh, she is kind of giving Can't Be
yet yeah,
Tamed
like
in as
very
little bird-like.
Yeah, very a little bird-like, but I feel like it's going to be a really cool new journey. I personally loved the like Malibu era and
Her
like
soft era.
her soft era. I know that's a little bit of an unpopular opinion, but I loved it. Jasmine is like a huge Miley Cyrus fan. You loved the Bangers era.
Yeah, banger. I went to the banger store and it was the best concert I've ever been to, still
Yeah.
to this day.
I also feel like I'm just very interested to see after she drops this album, what she does, because like I would love a Miley Cyrus Eras Tour. Like,
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
I feel like artists should just like start doing that. Like
Yeah,
the
but
Jonas Brothers.
would it be, I know that the Jonas Brothers are doing it, but like, would it be like a copycat situation? Like, would people get
I don't
upset
necessarily think
that
so
it would be like,
because
oh, they're doing it just like.
I don't necessarily think so because I think if you just approach it in a way of like, I would like to showcase the art that I've made over 10 years or like 20 years, the way that Taylor did it. Like, I think if it's as long as it's an authentic, like, ode to the music, and like, I think that if Miley does that and she doesn't include a single Hannah Montana song, then people would feel a certain way. I think she needs to include some of one or two Miley said, like, Hannah Montana songs, one or two from Meet Miley Cyrus. Like it would have to be like a true all of her eras. But I'm very
Including Dead
interested,
Pets.
including Dead Pets,
There are a couple of
obviously.
bangers on that one.
No. I know. I haven't listened to very much of it, but there are.
Quite weird, but
I know.
still a fun album.
I know. My music is a little strange. I'm hyper focused a lot.
But also, like, I guess people do it like when they have what is it called? Like in Vegas when they have a
Like a bachelorette party?
no, like when artists go there and they
Like a residency.
yeah I guess I'm thinking Regency in my head,
Yeah.
a residency. That's
That's true. When they have residencies, they do their entire discography. So like Taylor just, so what I'm hearing is Taylor took a residency and made it global.
Literally. Okay. She had a world residency, I guess.
Yes. Okay. So we are moving on to the next topic.
Okay.
Jasmine and I are big, big Marvel girlies.
Huge. Huge.
So Avengers Doomsday did a Avengers. So I'll
like Doomslay, you know what I mean?
Yes, Doomslay. I'm going to read this article. Marvel Studios' five-hour-long announcement of the cast of Avengers Doomsday was the biggest live stream, pulling in 275 million digital viewers, and loads of people commented and found the announcement on the Instagram post, but it includes 27 cast members, which I will list them. Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Joseph Quinn, Evan Moss Katz, but also the return of some 20th Century Fox Marvel X-Men, such as Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, Alan Cumming, and Rebecca
Roman. I'm so excited for Alan Cumming.
James Marsden, Kelsey Grammer, Channing Tatum as Gambit. But then there's also Thunderbolts cast members, such as Florence Pugh, Wyatt Russell, and
Sebastian Stan.
Which is very interesting because there are loads of rumors that Sebastian Stan dies in.
Well, mostly just because he's so beloved and I feel like he's been on such a gorgeous like redemption arc, and so like it would just like be so Marvel of them to like kill him right after he like makes everything good. So I was under the assumption, I was getting emotionally ready that Bucky was gonna die, but. Hopefully it's not like a red herring and they're like letting teasing us that he's actually alive, but he's not.
Yeah, it's also one of those things where like I will never be emotionally ready for Bucky Barnes to die. I will I've seen him die thrice and I'm still not emotionally ready.
I mean, it's still the same like with Loki. Every time Loki dies, I get so sad.
But Sob I don't City. Think he's gonna die because he still has two movies left on his contract.
Wasn't his contract like only a 9 movie?
It was
contract?
Yeah, 9 movies, but
he's been in like some.
The shows don't count. The shows are a separate contract.
Oh, the shows don't count.
That's why.
Interesting.
So the math is that Doomsday is his last one, I think.
Mm. So he'll probably die in Doomsday.
I could see that.
Okay. Damn.
Overall, I'm very excited. I'm honestly very excited about this entire Marvel phase. I think that a lot of people hate on what's going on now because phase three was Endgame and all of those, right? Yes.
Yeah, because then people were like, phase four sucks.
Yes. So phase three, I'm so sorry, phase four is not going to be phase three. You have to build back up to a phase three.
Well, yeah, there's so much lore that, because so many people, like, there has to be a switch. Like, you have to, like,
right.
be...
And, also, like, you need to do the lore in order to build up
you have to have huge, fucking backstories.
This
like...
huge, like, think of the reveal in Endgame, where everyone came in. You can't have a reveal like that with 50 different Marvel cast members without 10 years of movies. And movies that people are like, it's boring. It's like, it's build up, it's lore. Calm down.
Yeah, we're talking about Thor 2.
Yes. Also, true.
Okay, well, speaking of Marvel, I have been watching the new Daredevil series. I did not watch... Well, I watched, like, a season of the Netflix one. I really liked it. It was very dark. And then I think I just, like, got into some other show. But I did watch all of Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones is incredible. I hope she makes a cameo in Daredevil.
Yeah, I've never seen Jessica
Reborn
Jones.
Or whatever.
Or Born Again. I think there was a reason I didn't see Jessica Jones. I think
it might have been like the maybe now you would watch it. I don't
maybe.
Know. But
but I
it was
watched
really really good.
Yeah, I watched some of the Netflix Daredevil. I mean, Charlie Cox, I love you.
So hot, so hot.
So I will be watching the new one, but I haven't watched it yet.
It's really really good. Quite a sad beginning. So buckle up for that. And then I think I'm fully caught up, but. It was getting a little bit slow because, you know, he had like something emotional happen. So he wasn't putting on the suit again. So I'm just like, but he finally put on his suit again this last episode. So now it's going to get good. I think it's good, but I think it's going to get better.
Well, right. How many episodes are out?
I want to say
Three.
six.
Six?
No, they released three the first day.
Oh, dang.
And then I think they've released, I think this is six or five. I can't remember.
Okay, well, if there's, let's say there's 10 episodes or even 8 episodes, yeah. It'll build up, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not worried. I'm enjoying it. It just was a little bit slow, and now it's like, okay, the fight scenes are like, because the Daredevil fight scenes are so, like, they're gruesome, especially with Kingpin and everything. Like, smash heads kind of a type thing. So,
it's really crazy.
When
I was watching the Netflix one, I remember the first time I was watching it.
Oh, yeah, Kingpin's crazy.
I had to stop watching it for, like, years because there was a scene where he, like, decapitates someone with a car door. It's crazy.
It's really dark.
But other than that,
yeah, but like super fun.
Yes, so
in like a cool way, in like a fun way. But yeah, so I'm excited to see where that goes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, so next topic, some cutesy little Bachelor in Paradise news. Bachelor in Paradise returns this summer with a golden twist. The spinoff heads back to the beach in summer 2025 and is mixing contestants from its golden franchises with its younger Bachelor Nation participants. Candidly, I think as long as they're not allowed to date each other.
See, I don't see it. I kind of want to see like maybe a little flirtatious happening. I don't want to see anybody end up with a youngie and an oldie. I don't want to see that. But if there's like maybe like, oh my gosh, like they're getting a little too flirty. Like I want to see that kind of drama. You know what I mean? But I don't want like
I kind of, the only way that I would want that is if like the young men are just like behaving horribly and then they're just like these sweet old guys who are treating these girls lovely and they're just like, why are we putting up with this? Like that's kind of what I want for them is I want the dynamic to shift because I think Bachelor in Paradise has gotten stale because so many people talk before the show.
The last season that they did was so boring.
Yeah, the last season that they did was 2 years ago because everyone had talked beforehand. Like, literally none of the couples are still together. Like,
like instantly they weren't together.
Right. And then now I think that's the reason they skipped Bachelor in Paradise last year because they had to figure out what to do. I think this is a good idea because it adds a little interesting dynamic into the mix. And I do think the dynamic of having the younger and the older people is going to be really interesting in terms of like, I think they're going to lean on each other for advice a lot. And I think it's going to create a really interesting dynamic. I also feel like the Goldens don't care as much. So they're going to be a lot more fun versus all the Bachelor in Paradise. People are often like trying to like, maintain their squeaky clean
and like blast off their social media, whatever, blah, blah, blah. My biggest question is with the oldies there, are they going to have air conditioning available?
They're going to have to.
Because in previous seasons, there was zero AC, except for they said the only place that there was air conditioning was the, like, private bathroom that most people pooped in.
Yeah.
So that was the only place that there was air conditioning. There's no way that these oldies can.
No way.
Also, oldie, respectfully. Just to be clear.
Oldie is
respectful in parentheses.
I'm like, oldie is a term of endearment.
Also, they're all like good-looking older people. So
like good-looking old people who are like sweet and we love and are obsessed with. Like, it's a term of endearment.
Also, I didn't really watch Joan's season of The Golden Bachelorette.
I didn't either,
But I still like listen to some like recap podcasts. So I still kind of know who they are, but maybe I'll like just do like a recap. But I'm sure that they'll introduce people.
I feel like I know a lot of the guys from Joan's season because they were very popular on social media. So even though I didn't really watch it,
I'm sad that Kelsey's dad won't be on there because he's in a loving relationship with Wintry Hill mom.
Yeah, with Deb.
But Wintry Hill. Who looks the exact same, by the way. She has not aged. She's hot as hell. Like,
no, it's been 20 years and she looks the same.
Exactly the same. It's crazy. Like, we could only be so lucky.
No, literally.
But maybe they'll make an appearance. He's just so handsome.
He really is.
But he was also kind of, I think he was also kind of boring on the season as well.
I think he probably was too.
But maybe he just like, they didn't have a connection, so he didn't like really. Maybe he's like just better not as a TV personality. But I hope Wells is the bartender. They better keep that man.
I feel like he has to be. Like, he's so beloved.
I know. I think people will like actually riot. I wish he was just hosting. I am still so pissed that like
that he's not hosting.
That like I think the last time they did Paradise, I was hoping that they would just have Wells do Paradise, like be the host of Paradise, and then Jesse could just have the other seasons. He's just, I feel like they're not utilizing him like they should.
I mean, I kind of agree.
Also, justice for Wells on the Traitors. I'm still pissed.
Yeah, same.
to this day, it's my Roman Empire.
Honestly,
every
there's
day.
Rumors that they're bringing Dorinda back next season. I wouldn't be shocked.
They better bring Wells back.
I wouldn't be shocked because Wells,
he was there for like a whiff. Like he was there for like literally a day. So annoying.
Yeah, people were pissed.
And he's like, he's such a real, like a competition show, like super fan. So he would have done so well. Like he would have definitely been there at the end with the other four.
Totally.
Well, hopefully, what's his face? The British guy would have been gone.
Yeah.
In another universe, Wells took the spot. Tomato.
Okay. Last topic. Hot topic. Sydney Sweeney has reportedly called off her wedding to Jonathan DeVito after quote unquote major problems plaguing their relationship. They have been dating for about 4 years. They've been engaged for 4 years. The wedding was originally supposed to be in May. They first started dating in 2018, engaged in 2022. They postponed the ceremony and Sydney Sweeney appeared to delete a photo of them kissing on New Year's Eve from her Instagram.
Oh, double homicide.
Yeah.
My question is, what's the timeline of their relationship? Because she's, what, in her late 20s?
Yeah, so she's 27.
Okay. And they've been together for...
They've been together for 6 years. So she was 21.
And how old is he? In my head, he's old, but...
He's 41. So he was...
Exactly.
35. I mean, it's not great. I don't love
it.
The optics aren't great. Honestly, if you've been engaged for 4 years and you keep saying like, oh, no, we're getting married in May, and then suddenly you call off the wedding 2 months before the wedding, I don't know. And I also just like want more for Sydney.
I know. Like, she's like such a star on the rise. Like it's.
I just like, I don't feel like.
She deserves so much better. This like creepy old. It's reminding me of Liz Gillies.
Yeah.
It's giving Liz Gillies energy.
Especially because he's a producer. Like I feel like. She felt like she needed to stay with him, and now I hope that she doesn't.
Yeah,
because
she's so much bigger now. Like,
yeah,
and he seems unemployed. So,
I mean, he's a producer, but
well, like whatever that means.
Like, so true.
It could mean like there's a huge scale of what producer.
So
means,
true. So.
But also, just based on vibes, I really need her to be not, like a young Hollywood dating in the. I just need to know who she's gonna date next. Like, I'm dying to know. I don't know. And she's always like rumored to dating her co-star or whatever, like flirting
with
them too much.
I don't think that she would date a co-star. I think she likes playing that angle for the
Which is cool. I like it. Yeah, I want to watch everything that she does. So worked for me with Glenn. So
I kind of feel like she loves like a low key smarty. Like I could see her
like kind of a normal, but
yeah, like kind of. I could see her ending up with like Elliot Grange, like a type,
super wealthy,
younger
and hot and. Yeah, I see that.
That's kind of the vibe. Like really rich dude who's like...
A rich nepo baby that's her age.
Correct.
That's also hot. All right, I love that for her.
Yeah,
I love that for her.
That's my dream for her.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about movies we've been watching. Well, movies we've watched recently and TV shows we're binging. I'll go first, if that's okay. Literally at this moment can't think of a single movie that I watched. On the plane, when I was just in London, on the plane back, I watched We Live in Time, which I think you just watched.
I did watch that last night.
What did
night.
You think?
I really liked it. It wasn't as sad as...
Oh, really? Like, I was bawling my eyes out on the plane, like, but maybe it was the air pressure. I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely was the air pressure. I did cry, like, in the middle. Mm-hmm. But, like, it was a very beautiful movie, but I wasn't, like, sobbing at the end. But, like, it takes a lot for me to, like, sob at a movie.
Oh, it takes nothing. It takes, you could blow air in my face and I would be
falling. Girl, it's my Wellbutrin. all my emotions masked. Okay, continue.
Okay, so I watched We Live in Time, and then after that I watched Anora, which was, like, a lot of nudity on a plane. I was, like, looking back to make sure there was no children around, but it was fine. There was, like, literally nobody on the plane. Just shocked that they even had that movie available on a plane was crazy.
Yeah.
Not edited, which was just, like, full TNA just everywhere. I really, really liked it. I think Mikey Madison is, like, she's such a star.
She's insane. Like, her accent... It's funny because, like, I watched the movie and I couldn't remember what she sounded like in real life. And then I watched a clip.
Yeah, she has like such a gentle, like, little voice in real life. It's so cute.
I think when you see that, you're like, yeah, she deserved that best, yeah. That best actress. That was insane. Okay, sorry. Continue.
And I think that we should take a moment and give some justice to the tinsel in her hair.
The tinsel in her hair. Slay. Honestly, the tinsel in her hair deserved an Oscar.
Yeah, it was so good. Every time it was on screen. I was just like, I need to do that. Like, yes. So good. And then also, I watched Forrest Gump, which, you know, I've already seen that before. But shows I'm binging, I'm in the middle of a Friends rewatch. I'm in season 4. Watching it pretty fast, but literally a day ago or 2 days ago, it was that we were on a break situation. And I just want to say, yes, they were on a break. But he fucked someone literally 3 seconds later.
No, okay, that has been my thing the whole time. Like, anytime people ask me a lot, like, yeah. I used to have like a Friends thing on my Hinge, and people would be like, "Were they on a break?" And my response always was, "Were they on a break? Yes." Was it okay that he slept with someone 30 seconds no, after they broke up?
Really?
No, like, you can't expect her to forgive you if, like.
Have some sort of, like, self-control. Yeah. My goodness.
I feel very
also, just Ross that. In general at that time being, like, so jealous of Mark and so jealous of
I mean, Ross
her,
is a weenie.
Her job when, like, she worked so hard to get where she was. Like, I mean, he's such wiener behavior. He sucked so bad. He's getting better in, like, this current season, sort of. But, like, that whole thing was pissing me off.
Totally.
Just, like, so condescending and, like, acting like her life. Her wants and career things were
no because
less than his because he's a scientist and like
no he wanted
it's a PhD relax
no
just kidding love you Brittany sorry sorry Dr. Boy if you're listening
no but also it's one of those things where it's like sir do you just want her to be come home and cook for you she's not Monica
no literally. Also, which like, also, Monica's not cooking for you. She's cooking for her restaurant that she's head chef.
Literally.
She just became head chef at that Italian restaurant.
It's also good because you're entering the age right before Monica and Chandler.
I know. I'm just, like, waiting for it. I'm waiting for it because they're my favorite characters, honestly. And Phoebe. I love Phoebe. Mostly, like, Phoebe. Lisa Kudrow is, honestly,
Lisa Kudrow
she's
deserves,
a national treasure, honestly.
She is a national treasure.
Well, it's also crazy because, like, all of the other actors in that are actors, but she started as a comedian. Like, she was doing Second City. I think she went to Second City.
Because she was on Seinfeld.
She knew Conan O'Brien there and everything, so. What?
I think she was on Seinfeld for one season.
She was on Mad About You.
Oh, maybe that's
because she, her, like, Ursula, her twin, is a character in Mad About You. That's why the two main characters of Mad About You come into the coffee shop.
Oh shit! I've never.
It happened that same like episode where you meet Ursula. Yeah.
Dang. Okay. Well,
fun little trivia for you.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not. Maybe she was in Seinfeld because they were all in.
Well, let me look it up.
They were all in New York based NBC shows. So same with Will and Grace. I'm like, it's crazy how many NBC shows they have. Like any like TGIF? No, not TGIF. It was. Like the Comedy Thursday shows where it's set in New York City.
I'm looking up her discography.
I think that if they would have kept Joey in New York and not made him move to LA, I think his spinoff would have actually.
I agree.
I think it was just like such a weird stark difference that he was there. I know like he's an actor, so it makes sense that he would go to LA, but it was just too stark of a difference that he moved all the way over there.
I also think that like him being in New York and being a New Yorker was such like an innate like characteristic of his character because like he loved New York. He was like he loved the Rangers, like he loved the Knicks. Like to me, like he's a New York character. So I think that's
also
a
he
big...
had so much family. He is like what like 12 sisters or something crazy.
I think it's 10 sisters
on Long Island or whatever or Staten Island. I can't remember where he's from. But
I think it's Staten Island.
Yeah, Staten Island. Right.
I was wrong about Seinfeld. I don't know why I thought.
Yes, I think it was definitely Mad About You.
Yeah, it was Mad About You.
But you had the mixed up, probably. Mm,
probably.
Not two shows that you usually mix up, but it makes sense. They're both just comedies set in New York City. Other than that, I like my usual, you know, Yellow Jackets. I need to watch this week's episode. I need to catch up on Reacher. The season ended, so
it ended.
Yeah,
okay.
I think I have like three episodes maybe, because when I was in London, I didn't watch that episode, but I heard the finale is really good, so we should definitely watch that. And Severance, all caught up, but you don't really watch Severance, right?
I have decided that I'm
not going to, or you're going
to? Yeah, I'm not finishing it. It's just.
Are you on still season one? Or
no, I'm on season two. Okay. I finished season one. But, like, even season one I watched and I was like, oh, it was good. Like
the last episode didn't, like,
yeah, it did.
Snag you up?
It did, but it's like, to me, the buildup, was the last episode amazing? Yes. Mm-hmm. Is this season also going to be 6 super boring episodes and then 1 good episode?
It wasn't 6 super boring episodes. There was a couple boring episodes, but...
so far, I think I'm like 2 or 3 episodes in and I'm not sold, so... As of right now, I've decided there's enough on my watch list that I'm okay not.
Yeah, you don't need to keep it on your plate, honestly. You don't need to keep it on your plate if you're not, like, super into it.
No.
White Lotus is tonight.
I know, I'm so excited.
It's not the finale, though. I think there's a couple more eps.
Yeah, there's a couple more eps. It's only episode, like, 6 or something. But I would like to say, right now, I think something happens between the brother and the sister at the monastery.
Blech.
Disgusting. Woof. Disgusting, no, but yeah. I think he's the instigator.
I think he's a fucking creep.
I think he's a fucking creep, but I think he's the instigator. I wouldn't be shocked if yesterday we were talking about maybe Patrick Schwarzenegger's character killing himself. I kind of feel like he could kill his brother.
Yeah, maybe like him. Like, I think that, like, honestly, like, maybe the Piper and Saxon, like, kill.
I could see that.
Lachlan. Just because, like, he's, like, literally assaulting them.
Yeah.
And that's being crazy. A freaking creep, so.
Literally.
Maybe he's the one that's floating in the water.
Oh, maybe.
It could be.
I still need to rewatch that, like, beginning bit of the first episode and, like, pay more attention. I do think Walton Goggins' character, Red Herring.
Love him, though. Love Walton Goggins.
Love Walton Goggins. I love his character. I think he's a red herring. I think he wouldn't hurt a fly on anyone's head.
Yeah, I think that, like, he's softer than he actually, like...
Yeah, and I think that his girlfriend...
Well, I'm hoping that he's softer, but...
Yeah, I think his girlfriend knows that, too.
Also, a Walton Goggins recommendation, watch Fallout. It's incredible. You don't have to, like, play the video game. It's so, so good. Ariana and I never played it, and we loved the show. So, anyways, that's a Walton Goggins rec. And you'll fall in love with him, and he's literally... disgusting looking in that show, but
yes, it's crazy.
He's also hot, so it's very it's very conflicting. Very
literally
conflicting.
Doesn't have a face, and we're like, he's so hot.
Yeah, it's like literally a skull. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say something. Oh, it's weird that Lachlan in real life is dating Iris Apatow.
That is crazy.
And, like, every time she posts a picture of them, I'm like, whoa, like, it doesn't make sense to me, but they're cute. Yeah. They're like cute little pocket couple, but it's like, because he's so creepy. I'm sure he's, like, the sweetest kid. But.
Oh, I'm sure. Especially if Iris is dating. Iris seems to me, like, I don't
know. Cool.
Like,
nice.
Like, she's Olivia Rodrigo's best friend, so I think bestie, she has to be a little cool. Yeah. She just seems to me, like, very, like, low-key.
Yeah. I also feel like their parents are, her and Maude's parents, Judd and Leslie.
Of course.
Are so, like, involved. Yeah. So I feel like,
maybe that's...
If there was, like, a weirdo, I feel like they wouldn't. Yeah, but maybe I'm giving them way too much credit. Maybe. Am I in this parasocial
because
relationship
guess what?
That I
we
have
don't know
with
them.
But, yeah, that's basically all that I've been keeping up with.
Okay, Gorge. So, I've also been watching White Lotus. You guys heard my thoughts. What else am I watching? Drag Race, obviously. I'm in the middle of watching last week's episode. I paused so we could record the podcast. So I haven't seen
it. Is it a good season?
It's a really good season. I definitely have some favorites. There's only 5 people left right now. So it's next episode's the finale, I think.
This is not All-Stars.
No, this is a regular season. Okay. So there's usually an All-Star season and a regular season every year. So, but the regular season starts in the spring and then All-Stars will be in the fall.
Any of these queens do you think will be on the next season?
I don't think they'll be on this season of All Stars because usually queens like to give themselves a little time because after your season, then you get like the All Stars glow up, like you work a little harder and then you come back because the queens that do really well on All Stars are the queens that take the feedback and like are working on the things that they aren't as strong on, and then they come back. So, like, I think that some of the ones that I've seen that I really like Kylie Sonique Love. Kylie Sonique Love was on season, I want to say 1 or 2 of Drag Race, mm-hmm. and she came back and she did All Stars 4 or 5, and she won. Okay. But it's like she had a lot of time in between, but it's like she took that time to
like hone her craft.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of, I would prefer a queen from an earlier season that I don't know that well. But I do think it's interesting when they throw in very, very new queens. So mm-hmm. I have to watch last night's SNL. I heard it was really, really funny.
Mm-hmm. I heard it was mixed. I heard there was really funny
bits.
But, like, sometimes kind of awkward.
Okay, we'll see.
But I did watch the SpongeBob.
I haven't seen anything. Really Leah sent me 2 clips, and I was like, stop sending me clips. I haven't seen an episode.
Okay, I won't, like.
I apologize. We have a gadget that turns on when you say something similar to their name. I'm not going to say it because it's going to turn something on, but okay, doesn't matter. What was I saying?
Drag Race.
Mm-hmm. SNL. I've been watching Abbott Elementary.
Oh, yeah. Yay. Finally. I've been wanting her to watch forever.
I'm on season 4. I really enjoy it. I think it's a lovely show. I love Quinta.
Favorite character?
My favorite character is Mr. Johnson, obviously. Mm-hmm. Him showing up as Butler, Jimmy Butler. I, as a Miami Heat fan, because my family lives in Miami, I was cackling. That was so funny. Just like, I think it's just like really like funny and topical, and like even mm-hmm. how they talk about like things that are happening right now. It's like great.
Yeah.
Then Survivor, obviously, I watched this week's episode. It was so.
Oh, like, I watched the clip.
The clip. Literally, I was watching. Pannier? Well, yeah, it was a pannier, but also she's autistic. So like she was like.
I know that.
Oh, okay. But let me tell you something. I watched that episode and I like full on sobbed. Like,
is he not hot as hell?
No, he is so hot.
Okay, because I was watching that and I was like, wow.
No. He's hot, but he's also like such a nice, sweet guy. I was talking about this with Lindsay and my friend.
Because he's a dad, right? He's a single dad.
I think he is.
Yeah.
She like told him about this the first day that they were at camp, because she was just like, I got a good vibe and I needed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But during the challenge, he had to wait to go to her, because like after the challenge is done,
you can't
split up. So mm-hmm. then it had to take Jeff to tell him like, oh, come, let me tell you something. I think that she picked the best possible person. He just seems like such a sweet,
he's like nurturer.
Like, yes, like very nurturing, very father. Like, I think they're going to have like a beautiful relationship after this. And it was just also a really nice moment to see Survivor. There are moments on Survivor where like things happen. I'm getting chills talking about it, where people on Survivor are very intense game players, but there's also moments where things happen and it kind of just like takes you out of the game into real life, into humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it was kind of like this with this girl, or like a couple seasons ago, there was an amputee and like, she took forever to finish the challenge. And when she did, she like broke down sobbing and like everyone hugged her. And it was just like, really, really beautiful mm-hmm. moments that happen. So apart from it being an amazing show, I mm-hmm. love that.
My question about Survivor is mm-hmm. how has there not been like love things going on? Like, I feel like the only one I hear about is like Boston Rob. And
there have been like flirtations. A lot of them happened in the earlier seasons because.
Yeah, but why not recently though?
Because usually if they see you as a very, very strong twosome, they're gonna split you up.
Understood.
So even if there's people who are like, there have been like strong twosomes who like have very flirty vibes, like Austin and Dee from last season had like very, very flirty vibes, and they dated for a little bit after,
mm-hmm.
but they were part of a bigger 4-person alliance. So it wasn't like Austin and Dee. It was like bigger. So it didn't have that like 2-person target.
Gotcha,
dynamic.
Gotcha.
And when there are flirty vibes, they've gotten a lot better at like hiding it mm-hmm. because they know it's a threat.
Gotcha.
I want to say that's everything that I've been binging. Reacher, I need to see. Mm-hmm. I need to finish. I finished School Spirit.
So good. Definitely.
So good.
So good.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I think so too.
Okay.
That I can think of right now. I'm sure I'm totally missing things that I've watched.
I'll write it down.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So lastly, we are going to end every single episode with something that we call 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Well, everybody calls it that.
Everybody calls it that. We're just going to try and link two celebrities. This week, we're going to pick two celebrities from that we talked about during the pop culture segment. Jasmine suggested
Miley Cyrus.
My thought is Walton Goggins. And now we are going to try to link them via work that they've done.
Okay.
Okay. Walton Goggins is a hard one because I don't know that many things that he's been in.
Well, he's in The Righteous Gemstones with like Adam Devine and Danny McBride and Miley Cyrus in the end of the world? This is the end or whatever.
This is the end. Was she in She was in the end.
And Danny McBride was in there, and Walton Goggins is
okay.
There
sold.
We go.
Sold.
Way faster. I'm pretty sure she was. Wasn't she?
I'm gonna double check now.
And if she wasn't, she was definitely in that like the night before that Christmas movie with Seth Rogen. So that with Seth Rogen.
And... yeah, she's in the end is in heaven.
What? Oh, she's in heaven like with the Backstreet Boys.
Yes, correct. You can see like a few shots of her. It's like very secret.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So literally what? That was three?
Yeah, that was three. Lovely.
Of course.
Okay. Okay. So thank you for listening to Make It a Double. Come back next week. And Gorge, thank you for listening. Like, share, subscribe, leave a comment. Okay.
All right. Bye.